total is a far cry from about three decades ago, when nearly 20% of all taxpayers checked off a dollar for the Wisconsin Election Campaign Fund. The result back then was that the state set aside more than $500,000 for candidates who abided by spending limits. This year, the Revenue Department says taxpayers directed the state to set aside a little more than $250,000. Wisconsin Common Cause lobbyist Jay Heck says the problem is that the fund has not been updated to keep pace with the cost of political campaigns.
In Wisconsin, it's just a joke. I mean, there's just absolutely nothing there.
For example, Heck says that in a state Senate race, candidates who spend roughly $34,000 or less can take advantage of the public funding, but they're only eligible for a grant of about $15,000 from the fund, an amount that's often less because of low taxpayer participation. Heck says that pales compared to the cost of a competitive Senate race in Wisconsin, which ranges between $200,000 and $300,000.
And we've seen them go as high as $3 million. So obviously someone who's in a competitive seat or running for a competitive seat isn't going to abide by the spending limits and therefore won't accept the public financing.
Heck contends the fund's ineffectiveness is what's caused the public to lose interest and argues that a larger $5 checkoff combined with other sources of funding would get more people on board. Critics of public financing say the numbers show that people don't want to subsidize political campaigns. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.